Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover seeking and taking refuge in the Lord, fearing and revering Him, and experiencing His goodness. Today's Bible passage is from Psalm 34, verses 9 to 11. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the stalwart who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His holy ones. Nothing is lacking to those who fear Him. The rich grow poor and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. That's Psalm 34, verses 9 to 11. Let's dig into these beautiful words.
We are invited to taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, that's quite an interesting way to put it. It's like saying, hey, why don't you take a bite of this amazing delicacy and experience its goodness for yourself? In this case, the delicacy is the goodness of the Lord. So when we seek refuge in the Lord, when we run to Him for shelter and protection, we are blessed. It's like finding solace amid chaos, knowing that the Lord is there to protect and guide us. Moving forward, the passage tells us to fear the Lord. Now hold on a minute. Does this mean we should be terrified of God, trembling in His presence? Not at all. In this context, to fear the Lord means reverence and awe for Him, acknowledging His greatness and majesty. It's like being in complete awe of His power and wisdom. And guess what? When we have this reverence for the Lord, nothing is lacking. Yeah, you heard that right. When we truly fear and respect Him, we lack absolutely nothing. It's like having an unlimited supply of everything we need. How comforting is that? Now let's explore a contrasting scenario. The passage talks about how even the rich can become poor and go hungry. It's a reminder that earthly possessions and wealth can be fleeting. But here's the reassuring part. Those who seek the Lord, those who earnestly pursue Him, they lack no good thing. In other words, when we turn our eyes towards the Lord and prioritize our relationship with Him above all else, we will lack nothing of true value. Not material possessions, but the things that truly matter. Love, joy, peace, and so much more. It's a promise that when we seek the Lord wholeheartedly, He will provide for our needs. So let's savor the goodness of the Lord together. Let's seek refuge in Him with a reverence and awe that acknowledges His greatness. And as we do, let's remember that we lack no good thing when we wholeheartedly pursue Him.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord, thank You for being good. Thank You for the promise that I lack nothing. Open my eyes, Lord, as I read Your word and think about Your goodness in my circumstances. Help me to taste Your truth and see how You are working in my life. May my life and the joy You fill me with encourage those around me to taste and see that You are good. Amen. Remember, friends, fearing the Lord doesn't mean trembling in fear, but having reverence for His greatness, and in doing so, we lack nothing. Earthly riches can be fleeting, but those who earnestly seek the Lord lack no good thing, receiving what truly matters, love, joy, and peace. So let's relish the goodness of the Lord, seek refuge in Him with awe, and remember that wholeheartedly pursuing Him fulfills our deepest needs. Until next time, may blessings of joy, peace, and prosperity be with you always.